Harold Angel Singh bringing Midnight Mass live from Leeds Cathedral to a close. The celebrant was the Right Reverend Marcus Stark, Bishop of Leeds. Leeds Cathedral Choir was conducted by Thomas Leach and Elizabeth Leather, with William Campbell on the organ. The producer was Carmel Lonigan. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, 0015 on Wednesday, the 25th of December. There are warnings of gales in Cromarty, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, southeast Iceland 977, moving away rapidly northeastwards. High, north coast of Spain 1033, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira 40s, Cromarty 4th. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 in the Utsiras, but 5 to 7 elsewhere, and occasionally gale 8 in Cromarty. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Tyne, west or southwest, 3 to 5, fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. West or southwest, 3 or 4, occasionally 5, except in Thames. Occasional drizzle, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay, variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in southwest. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, easterly 5 to 7, throughout in far southeast. Elsewhere, easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south, backing northeasterly later, fair, good. South Fitzroy, easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east, becoming variable 2 in west, fair, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest, backing south later, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches at first in Lundy. Moderate or good, becoming poor at times, but occasionally very poor at first in Lundy. Shannon. Southwesterly, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 at first in northwest, then becoming cyclonic later. Drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Northwest, Rockall. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain then showers, moderate or poor. Southeast, Rockall. Malin. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, rain or drizzle, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwesterly or cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later in northwest Bailey, decreasing 5 at times elsewhere. Rain then showers, wintry in Bailey and Faroes, moderate or poor. Southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, perhaps storm 10 later in west. Sleet or snow showers, moderate to very poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 6, drizzle. 2 miles, 1018, rising more slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 7, recent precipitation. 4 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest 7, mist. 3 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 4, 14 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 1, 22 miles, 1017, now falling. Lucas, west, southwest, 5. 24 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Boomer, southwest by west, 5. 16 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest by west, 2. 1025, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west, southwest, 3. 2 miles, 1030. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west northwest 3, 1030, now falling. Jersey, west northwest 2, fog, 200 metres, 1032, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 2 miles, 1031. Scilly Automatic, west southwest 3, recent fog, 4 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west southwest 3, drizzle, 1 mile, 1030, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest 3, mist, 1.5 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Valley, southwest by south 4, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 1, mist, 5 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Valencia, south southwest 4, 13 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Malin Head, south southwest 5, 8 miles, 1021, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, south by west 3, more than 38 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, the United Kingdom will lie in a mild west to southwesterly airflow during Christmas Day as a ridge of high pressure gradually builds across the south. Winds will be strong for many northern waters with gales possible near northwestern Scotland, and outbreaks of rain and drizzle will be confined mainly to northern and western areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, except near Aberdeenshire, veering west 4 to 6 later. Fair until later in south, otherwise rain or drizzle at times. Moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 1 to 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first, in east. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 2 or less later, in east. Fair, in east. Occasional drizzle, in west. Fog patches at first in west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, backing south later 2 to 4. Drizzle at times, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, becoming variable 2 at times in Liverpool Bay. Drizzle at times in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in north, rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, drizzle at times, then occasional rain later. Moderate or good. Mullab Kintyre to Ardna Mochan Point. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Drizzle at times, then rain later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardna Mochan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then veering west 3 or 4 for a time. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. As it's now Wednesday, the 25th of December, it gives me great pleasure to wish you a very happy Christmas. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who'll take us through the night before we return at 20 past five in the morning. But for now, thank you for your company this evening. It's Tom Sanders here in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a very safe and peaceful night. Good night and happy Christmas.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're in two of the world's important financial centres, Tokyo and London, and we're assessing what impact Donald Trump will have on trading relations between the US and Asia. We'll hear from one of Singapore's top diplomats.
I've found everyone is rather anxious, wondering what the new administration will bring. It sounds like, you know, tariffs will be a main issue.
And we're going to talk to doctors in Kenya, India and the UK about why they took the tough decision to go on strike in 2024.
We were seeing doctors using the terms like fleeing from the healthcare service because they were so fed up.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Armed men in Haiti have opened fire at medical staff, police officers, and journalists during a media conference to announce the reopening of the biggest public hospital in the country. At least two journalists and a police officer were killed. More from Leonardo Russia.
The journalists had been invited to arrive there from 8 in the morning local time. They'd been there for a couple of hours waiting for the arrival of the health minister when they just heard gunfire, fires being shot. Gangs just approached the gates and was shooting randomly at them. So people were hiding for their lives. Many were injured. There are pictures online of many people lying on the floor, either dead or injured. And it went on for a while before police came and controlled the situation and these armed gunmen escaped.
The new administration in Syria says all armed rebel factions have agreed to bring themselves under the defense ministry, but it's emerged Syrian Kurdish factions weren't among them. Kurdish-led forces control large parts of northeastern Syria and have continued to fight other rebel groups backed by Turkey. Lina Sinjab is in Damascus.
The interim Prime Minister Mohammed al-Bashir said the ministry would be restructured to include rebel fighters and former army defectors who fled the grip of Bashar al-Assad during the years of the uprising. This is a major step in ensuring stability and bringing about an end to internal fighting about power from the various factions. There is still the question of the Kurdish Democratic Forces in the northeast and how the relationship with the new leaders will unfold. There's also the challenge of foreign fighters who are still among the ranks of some factions and whether they will be able to ask them to leave.
Iran is lifting bans on WhatsApp and Google Play. Both were forbidden at the height of mass protests sparked by the death in custody of Mahsa